Guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show here on the ParaX Network. And this is Heidi, and once again, we are without Stephanie, and she's had to take another evening off, but I will carry on in her absence, and we'll still have a fun show tonight. I actually had an idea that came through from superfan Anita. This was last week, and I'm realizing as I say this, I forgot to tell her we were actually going to do her topic tonight on the air. And I also realized I haven't logged into the chat room. My goodness, I am just all sorts of fun tonight. So anyway, I'm super excited to be here tonight. I hope everybody has had a really fantastic week so far. If you are anywhere near Minnesota or anywhere up in this area, it's been beautiful. So I hope you're enjoying the beautiful, warm, unseasonably warm weather. It's end of February, and we have snow melting all over the place, so it's very awesome. Anyway, so I see that, yeah, there's a handful of folks in the chat room now that I'm finally in. And we do have, I did ask to have a special co-host join me tonight. And because I thought, how much fun is it to have another person on the show, as it always is fun with Stephanie. But I asked my partner in crime for many years, Tim Donahue, to be with us. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good. So we actually... we've had a lot of interesting things come up lately. We might have to have you back on the show just to talk about some of the things that we've been working on lately. A lot of home clearings, paranormal investigations, things like that. So it's been fun to kick back up again. It seems like we take a break over the holidays, and then that kind of picks up again after the first of the year. So I just think, and Tim's looking at me like he doesn't know what to say. So that's good. Anyway, so our topic tonight. So when I asked Tim about this, this is something that we've both run across over the years, right?
Yeah.
The post that I put out there, if you saw the post, was, and this is what superfan Anita had asked me. She goes, have you ever seen a person and then the look like changes? It looks like they're someone else for a second. And then it goes back to them. And I said, yeah, that's happened. I've seen it quite a bit. And she's like, really? She goes, because it happened to me and it totally freaked me out. And I said, I can imagine. If you're not used to seeing something like that, as I wasn't the first time I saw it, I thought I was losing my mind, or I thought I was seeing something. And what it reminds me of now, if any of you have seen over the years, and it's not on anymore, it's been off the air for a few years now, is the TV show Grimm. And I won't go into detail on what that is, other than there's a guy who is part of the Grimm, you know, fairy tale legacy. And he is supposed to be this warrior and, I would say, he's a slayer of the fairy tale beast type characters. Right. And so, but they all look human. These creatures or whatever they morph into actually look human unless you are either a Grimm or one of the these like shapeshifters. And so I thought it was interesting, you know, a little comparison. If you didn't know what we were going to talk about, if you saw the TV show Grimm, you would understand what we're going to talk about. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. you and I have both had experiences with this. And I don't know, Tim, if you've had any, have you had anything like this happen before we met? We've known each other, what, 11 years?
Yeah, it's been 11 years. But it really hasn't happened until we came into contact. I started seeing certain individuals morph, change shape to something that was startling. And then they would go back to their other shape self.
Right. So this didn't happen to you before
No.
we met?
No.
At all? But it has happened. You've seen it since we've met.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a few times.
Well, what was the first one? I can't even remember.
I think it was down by St. Anthony Falls, I think.
In Minneapolis.
Yeah. There was one time there that we both seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And we questioned each other.
Can you describe what you saw? Like, what was happening? We were at an investigation, right?
Right. And there were some individuals that were walking up to us and staring at them all of a sudden. Honestly, it seemed like I was looking at a troll, a couple of them. And they were limping, and I didn't know if it was real or what was going on. But since then, I've seen it a few times. But then they changed back to who they were. But the energy is different, and you can still feel the energy, but they look normal again.
Yeah, you and I actually saw the same thing that night.
Yeah.
It was early evening.
Yep, early afternoon or evening.
Late afternoon, early evening. And I saw these two people walking towards us. And when I saw them walking towards us, you described them like trolls. They did. I mean, my normal vision, they looked normal. They looked fine. Two gals, right? And all of a sudden, I saw their images shift, and it was like a different version of them came out in front, and they had these big, stocky bodies, like short, stocky bodies, short, stumpy legs, and long arms that hung down to the ground, right?
Yes.
With big, thick, almost no neck, and these big heads that were really almost the size, like, they just kind of molded right into their bodies. Is that how you saw them?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever talked about exactly what they looked like.
No, but it was definitely that. And it just, it was startling because I wasn't prepared to see somebody change like that.
Right.
I was just glad they went back to who they were when they got a little closer.
Right. Because it did. I mean, the first word that I could think of was troll.
Yes. That's what it looked like.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah. So they had this like troll energy. And I'm not in a cute, fuzzy haired troll the movies way. This was like their energy was really thick, low vibration, and it was something that without seeing that, I didn't want to be in their energy.
Yeah, wanted to get away from it.
Yeah, it's just I didn't like their energy. And then I saw that and I was like, oh my God. And I didn't know that you had seen it at the time. And we talked about it later.
Yeah.
And then we realized that we had both seen the exact same thing. And I thought that was interesting. It was not the first time I had seen something like that, but it was the first time apparently you had.
Yeah, at that time it was. And it was just, I thought my eyes were playing tricks, but then I realized it wasn't.
So Sherry is saying, I don't even know if I can say the word Pukwudgies. Is that what it is? I'm going to have to Google that because I don't even know what that is. And Sherry is asking, no Steffi today. Nope. Like I was saying in the beginning of the show, Steph had to take the night off. And so I moved forward and I asked him to join me tonight so that we can have a little fun talking about this interesting topic. And, so Sherry has said a Pukwudgie, and I looked it up. I'm Wikipediaing this thing here. And it said a Pukwudgie is a little man of the woods that vanishes. It's a creature found in Delaware. Sometimes it'd be said 4 to 5 foot tall. Well, that's about how tall they were.
Yeah.
But I think that's how tall the gals were anyway.
Yep. They were short.
I wonder if that would be something that would just, I don't know. I mean, I think it really connected with their energy well. So I don't think it was something that would be, I mean, it's just, it felt like it was the right vibration for their energy.
Was beings. The energy didn't feel right though. And I know I pretty much wanted to get away from it.
Yeah, I was not a fan. And let's see here. Well, I was looking to see if there was any other comments here. Yeah, it was interesting. So that was the first one that you had seen. It was not the first one that I had seen. And it's interesting because from what I understand, like, I'm not sure, because we haven't really talked about the whys other than I think the vibration, someone's vibration maybe can call in these kind of energies and they can present as these kind of energies. That could be one theory, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's low vibration energy. And with that, you know, you can feel the energy really strong, and it changed everything.
Yeah, it did change. And so I wonder if those are like certain entities, just like elementals or, you know, different entities or, you know, non-human souls, there's entities out there looking for something to connect to. What do you think about that?
I don't know. The energy felt like it, like you said, it fit them. It fit where their energy was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it was like you could see through a veil or a costume they had on. You could really see who they and their energy were at that time.
Yeah, it fit them, which that's not really a nice description. And I'm not saying they look like that at all. They didn't. But their energy fit their energy.
Yeah.
Those descriptions fit their energy. I don't know how long they had been like that because I didn't know those people. I didn't know them. So I don't know how long were they like that. Did they continue to be like that? You know, I just kind of wonder, and if anybody out there listening has heard of this or has some ideas, because I do know that there's the occasion for a curse or a spell as well, you know, to be put on someone, because I've seen that and I've dealt with that before, where it, you know, can present as something else and kind of cover up the appearance of someone, or that presence can project as them, or, you know, project in front of them, in front of the person that the curse is on.
Yes.
So I don't know. I mean, so there's a couple of reasons that I think that this can come about. And so there's the curse and spell. There's also one of the things that I came across, this was years ago too. Well, I've seen it a handful of times, is someone that's under the control of another person or another being. And
yes,
that one, when I've seen, and I don't know if you saw that one, that was at Meetup a long time ago. Because Tim, that's how we met, is through my paranormal research group. But there was a couple of gals and a guy that came in together.
I know. All right.
Were you there?
I remember that, yeah.
And the one gal that was kind of the leader of the three, as she was talking, I knew something wasn't right. And so energetically and intuitively, I started tuning into her, which I don't normally do when I'm sitting in a group of people because I have better things to do. But something was not right about her energy. And as I tuned in, I could see her eyes, like the whole eye opening turn black. Each one of them turned black. And another being started talking to me through her. And I could see this being through her. And it was mad that I could see it. It was really upset. And all the rest of the meeting, she and this, whatever this other thing was that was really basically controlling her, was staring at me the whole rest of the meeting.
Yeah, they weren't happy.
No. No, and so they were trying to freak me out, but it didn't work. Let's see here. Sherry also said, I'm trying to catch up. I'm looking back here in the chat room. Oh, Kat had said, some tribes believe they were angry with people in general. And I'm wondering if she's still talking about the Pukwudgies. That could be possible. Yeah. And then Sherry said they're great to her and protective in essence. And she said that some of them can shapeshift or change appearance, which is okay. That kind of fits with what we're talking about here. And then Kat was saying Wendigos. Is that how, am I saying that correctly? I've heard of that. Are supposed to be shapeshifters too. And I didn't know that they were supposed to be shapeshifters. Wendigo, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. Mythological man-eating creature or evil spirit from the folklore of First Nations. all over this region, basically. And I've heard of that. I didn't know that they were shapeshifters, so that's interesting. Are they shapeshifters, though? I'm curious, Kat, because you're in the chat room bringing this one up. Are they shapeshifters that then join in with human form, or are they just non-human that are pretending to be human, so you think you're actually working and talking with a human, and it's not really human? I'm curious about that, because, I mean, we see these often enough, I think.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, I think our energy picks up on it. We can feel it, and with that energy, it gives me a picture of what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wonder, but you know, and then I wonder, we could go a million different directions with this. The, like aliens too.
Yeah.
You know, could they be imitating humans or in the form of a human, but really you see this other being coming in front of it or behind it or however you want to say it. It's almost like it's a see-through form that I see in front of it. So I could still see the person behind it, but I see a see-through form projecting in front of it. And so I know that somehow that thing is connected with this person.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. That's like I said, it's, you can see through what they look like to what the energy is. And then you can see, you know, the outside of them, but you can see the energy in there, and it gives me a picture when you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's an interesting phenomenon. One of the things that, you know, Superfan Anita was bringing up is she was, you know, she had seen someone that she could see another face in front of the face of the person she was talking to. And one of the things that she also said was that this person was someone that you don't remember their name often. And it's the same person. And so you wonder if there's some kind of energy blocking this person, or this person is being taken over by another being, or just because this thing might be attached, that it's limiting the energy of this human to really allow you to connect with it. So there, I mean, I could go a million different directions with this.
The other thing is, why is it making contact with that individual?
Yeah.
There's a reason there someplace.
Right. Well, there's all sorts of reasons. And I don't know, like one of them we had talked about being, like there could be a curse, or, you know, that someone actually put a curse on that person and now then attached this being to them.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Or did they draw it in? Like some of, like that gal with the eyes, right? At the meetup. When I looked at her and I saw it actually was what I saw through her was the energy. It was a male energy, very dominant. And what had happened, cause I was asking my spirit guides when I was looking at her, and I was told by them that she had been, you know, doing intuitive work and, but kind of, you know, dabbling and not really just going with the flow. You know, she was getting information, going with it. And she started to get really good, really fast, which can happen. You know, that's whatever. She started to get really good, really fast. And so she wanted more, and she liked the attention that she was getting by having this information and being very intuitively correct and getting a lot of things right. So she wanted more, because she liked the accolades. She liked the validation. It made her feel good. And so what was happening is there was this being that was actually feeding her this information, not for any other reason that it wasn't, I don't think she was actually that intuitive on her own. And I don't know if you remember her at all, but
I do remember it. I just remember the energy in the room changed when they came in.
Yeah, it totally changed. And for whatever reason, like, I don't think she was that intuitive, but she had enough probably to be dangerous. But this being connected with her, maybe because of her, where her energy was, and it just kind of matched hers. And it started feeding her information, and she really enjoyed it. She really, like, felt big with it. And so, but what was happening is the energy that she was getting from this being was slowly starting to change her. And it was starting to grab hold of her.
It was a trade-off.
Right. And it was grabbing hold of her. And then what was interesting is you could see the more information that she's being fed and giving out to people, she started to attract followers. And that's where these two people came in with her. They sat on the floor with her. We didn't have enough chairs. And it's like they didn't care. They had to be with her, so they sat on the floor. And I thought that was really weird. you know, that they're like, that's okay, we're going to sit on the floor. And they sat at her feet. And I was like, what is going on here? You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was
yeah.
so weird. And so they sat at her feet, completely obedient. It was like she had these little followers. And so I could see the threads running from her into these other people. And so this thing is getting its hooks in all these people. And so you can see her, and you can see if you, I don't know if everyone could have seen this, but I know we did. You could see this thing behind her, and it looked like a puppet master.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. pulling the strings. And it had given her enough that she was hooked. She was completely hooked, but it was starting to change her because it was starting to feed off of her. And then all the people that she started collecting under her or connecting through these hooks, it was feeding off of them too. And it was ugly. It was really nasty, this thing.
I don't think they came back again, did they?
I don't think so. No,
no.
They did not come back to the meetup because we saw them.
Yeah, it was one time shot and they were gone.
Yeah, I don't think they felt comfortable being, like whatever that being was behind her, I don't think it wanted to be seen. Right. And it didn't, I don't think it knew that it could be seen by anybody. So when it realized it could be seen, it did not want to be there. Because basically we blew its cover. You know what I mean? So let's see here. Kat in the chat room is saying, she thinks she might have confused a tale she heard about the Wendigo. I think it's Wendigo. They were believed to have been people who'd become cannibals, cursed to be monstrous in appearance with an insatiable hunger. I believe that's what I've heard. That's why I wasn't sure what you meant with the Wendigo. I thought, well, okay, maybe I just don't know all of it. That's fine, because I certainly don't know everything about everything. That's for sure.
Are they shapeshifters?
I don't know. I didn't think so, but again, it could be those pieces that I'm not aware of. So, yeah, so it's interesting watching people shift and seeing what kind of beings are connected with them. And, you know, we talk about this with all the negative and the trolls and all the stuff, but I mean, it can go on the positive too. You know, I've seen people who on the, you know, the invisible, you can't see it, but then all of a sudden it presents like in front of them, you know, it's the see-through presence, that have been really beautiful, light, angel type beings.
That's how I see it too. There's a bright light. There's an aura. There's a light around them, and they really stand out.
Yeah, some of them though don't feel. It's not. It's like a really beautiful, angelic presence.
Yeah, the energy coming off them.
Yeah. So it can go both ways. I don't want to say that it's all just bad stuff. It can be very good and helpful.
But the bad stuff's what sticks out so much more.
Well, yeah, the bad stuff.
You remember
is,
that?
Yeah, the bad stuff is startling, you know. And I mean, I shouldn't say it's all bad because I don't know this person that Superfan Anita saw. It could have just been another being. Not that you should have, I guess, these false fronts. You know, this person that's overlaid over this other person. Because why is that? You know, is it a soul that's attaching to this person because it's not ready to leave? And so it's trying to inhabit another body and take over? Like, that's not good. You know, you don't want that. So why is it happening? But it may not be a bad thing. You know, if it's, again, like this, because it looked like she said, from what I can recall, a human woman overlaid over her human friend.
I put you on alert, though, because there's deception there.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely deception, and it's not good. So, but it just, it makes you cautious for sure. But I'm curious as to why that would happen. Yeah. And Kat put a link here about shape-shifting 10 mythological creatures. It's a link here. I'm going to have to go to that. And we'll see here. 10 mythological creatures and shapeshifters. Oh, I can only imagine that this list will send us astray. Oh, yeah, we've got mermaids in there. Something looks like a Thor on steroids times 1,000. Oh, yeah, there's that little troll thing and the Wendigo. Yeah, there's all sorts of shapeshifters, and I don't know, again, the whole list of them, but I've seen quite a few. And then, oh, I should tell that when we'll go on break here in a minute. And I'll tell another story about a curse that I saw. And I know I've told this on this radio station before, but I'll briefly tell it again, because you can be cursed and have this then false front, or this, you know, this being connect with you, or, you know, it could be something that's trying to mask you or hide you. I mean, there's all sorts of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Irish pukas were shapeshifters. I don't even know what those are. It's a good name. I'm curious if anybody in the chat room has had this happen. Like, have you seen this yourself? Like anything that, you know, that it looks like there might be another being with someone, or you have this kind of grim effect where it turns into another creature altogether, like we saw the trolls.
Yep.
And they couldn't do anything other than the equivalent of getting slimed by Slimer in Ghostbusters. Like, that's the only thing that I think they could have done to us, because they really didn't have anything dangerous. But if I would have gotten touched by them, I would have been gooed.
Yeah, it was not a good feeling. It was bad.
It would have been thick. Gooey. Yeah, we would have felt gooey.
Yeah, I would have wanted to take a shower.
And Kat's saying she's never seen anything that shifted. And there's a few other folks in the room, so if you end up in the chat room, so if you see any, or if you've seen anything, let us know, because I do think it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. And I would imagine it's more common than people think, because it, you know, it's just one of those things that you probably, if you see it, would blank it out of your head. You just say, "What? What did I just see?" And you probably think it's your mind playing tricks on you, or you're tired, or whatever. So I bet it happens more often than people think.
That's what happened to me. I thought it was me that was seeing something that wasn't there.
With the trolls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting phenomenon. I have more to talk about when we're back. But I think what we'll do is take a break here. Take a 2-minute commercial break, and then we'll come back and pick up talking about the Grimm effect and shapeshifters. And we'll be back in 2 minutes here on the Para-X Network.
You haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to the professionals on What Are You Afraid of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para-X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para-X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction.
We are ready to scare you.
Para-X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
I'm horror author James Hershey Jr. from the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Check out the book that started it all. What critics called the scariest book of the year. I am Legion. And if you're still breathing, check out the other two books in the series. The Surrogate of Souls and The Rise of the Revenant. These books will scare the hell out of you. That, I promise.
Welcome back here to The Gathering on the Para-X Network, and we're talking about the Grimm effect and shapeshifters and people that are attached to another being, or beings that are attached to people, and things that are working through people. All sorts of interesting different phenomenons. We've talked about some of them. One of the things that I wanted to talk about is being cursed. And when I had mentioned this last week to Kristen, she was on our show last week and we were talking about, I said, this would be a fun topic to talk about. And she said, yeah, because sometimes there, you know, it's because of a curse. And I said, yeah, exactly. You know, we've seen that. And I've worked with people who, you know, I didn't know at the time that they had been cursed, you know, but then in working with them and doing healing sessions, just because, you know, they come to me for different reasons. They come to me for, you know, because they're not feeling well or they're tired, or they feel like they're blocked and they're just not getting anywhere in life. No matter what their efforts, they're just not getting moving forward. And so they come in for, you know, Reiki session, doing some healing work or whatever. And it has come up quite a few times that they've been cursed. And I'm like, really? Like, when this first came up, the first time it came up in a Reiki session, I thought, curses aren't real. Just because, okay, if you've never come across anything like that, I guess you would assume curses aren't real. I mean, for the most part, I would, that's what I thought. But I've never seen it. I wouldn't even know where to begin with those. It's movies, it's folklore, fairy tales, not real. And then, you know, going into these sessions, and it starts to come up that there's an energy connection that I can see running to another human that has actually created something through some kind of spell work that has attached itself to this person and now shifted their energy and shifted their being and shifted their life path. And I thought the first time I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought I was misinterpreting my information, that it wasn't true. You know, that I was not reading it right and there's some other reason. And the more you get into the session, you see, this is real. Like, this really is. And so following my spirit guides, you know, getting their guidance basically in the session, was able to help break the curse and release, in some cases, this energetic being that has attached itself to this person and started covering up their energy. And it's really, it can be really powerful, you know. And I know I've talked to you about this, Tim, my co-host for the evening, but I know I've talked to you about some of these times where people can be, I mean, you can curse someone and actually attach another soul to them.
Yeah. I've been there a few times when you were working on somebody too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've had to call you in to right. help remove some of these. And it's different than an exorcism. It's not the same thing. You know, this, when someone's putting a curse on someone, there's three parties involved. The one that's getting attached, like the souls that have been attached to the humans that have shifted their form didn't want to be attached to the human, you know? And so we're extracting this soul that has been bound to them by a curse, at least in the ones that we've done. I'm sure that there's other scenarios out there. But they've been bound to this human and they don't want to be there, but it's changing the human. And intuitively, you can kind of see the energy too. You can see this other being, or at least when they are detached, you can see how they looked and see how that added these characteristics to that human.
Yeah, it changes, you know, all the energy again.
Right. And it even, like, it changes the color of their skin.
Yep. Everything.
I've seen it change their hair color, their skin color, their eyes, the way that they stand,
mm-hmm.
you know, their
yes.
posture. So let's see here. Kat is saying, it doesn't appear to be a lot of credible info online about shapeshifters. Shocking. I mean, it's hard to find credible information in this paranormal. I mean, I'm not saying all information is not credible, but yeah, it's hard to Google stuff sometimes. Just maybe I'll start making some web pages on shapeshifting and we'll get something credible out there. And then she said, if someone were to tell you you're cursed, you'd likely believe anything bad that happened after that was from being cursed. You don't have to curse them. Just tell them you did and they'll probably believe it. Yeah, that's true. You know,
yeah.
it can be that easy. The time, there have been times in answer to that or responding to that, there have been people that come to me that say, I have been cursed by someone. They told me I was cursed and I'm digging through the energy and I don't find anything. And so they could believe, yeah, bad stuff is happening because they believe they're cursed and they're not actually cursed because it didn't work. This person didn't know what they were doing or something vetoed it or whatever. I don't know. And then people come in on the other end of things and didn't even know that they were cursed, and they were cursed in a huge way, like really bad. So, yeah, so it's interesting. But that, it does, it changes, because when I've helped unhook some of these energies that have been bound through a spell or a curse, they're like a different human being standing in front of me. And you don't realize how much that that being changed their physical makeup, or at least what you see.
Yeah.
Because it was attached to them.
Well, everything gets changed. The energy, the person could be feeling sick, ill, everything, all of it.
Yeah. And just like you're underwater. I mean, sometimes that's what it would feel like, is you're just, you're underwater because you have this being attached to you. And it's kind of like everything's muffled, you know? So, yeah, so the curses and spells, that thing is very, very real. But the other thing, you know, when we talked about some of these energies changing their form, and it's not a curse or spell, because that one is three parties involved, where the otherworldly being is attached to the human, not by their choice, and because of some kind of binding or spell or curse or whatever. And then there's just the two people involved, where someone like that gal who wanted to be intuitive, wanted to be the next Long Island medium or whatever, she really wanted intuitive information because I think it made her feel good to be able to tell people stuff.
She was important.
Yeah, it made her important, which to each their own, that's her prerogative. But there was a being that was then feeding her this information and wanting her to get kind of that charge, that ego charge, because that was feeding a lower vibration energy that he connected with. And so this was just these two, and he was slowly starting to attach to her and feed off of her like a leech, right? And then everybody that she connected to her through these hooks, like I said, he was also getting fed.
Yeah.
Which was, that's really, it's scary, actually. But you could see how it changed her. Once they separated just enough for me to see who I was dealing with, you could see that she looked somewhat different. I mean, she didn't look the same with that being somewhat like separated from her. And I keep using my hands to like show stuff, and you guys can't see me, but it's like it all of a sudden it pushes out in front, like 6 inches in front of the human, and you can see the form.
You can see what it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the human standing behind, and you go, oh my gosh, you look different. You know, you look totally different. So, anyway. So, timepiece is saying 2 points create a line, 3 points a plane of existence. Yeah. Yeah. It's, and, yeah. I'm trying to think of which one I want to tell next, because I've got so many stories. But I'm surprised that people in the chat room haven't seen this kind of thing, or at least they're not saying, because this happens, I think, quite a bit. You know, one time I was seeing, although this could have been I think it was someone that had died and was attaching to the human, because I was looking in, you know, okay, I'll say this, and you guys that are listening probably already know this, but you got to watch it when you look in mirrors, right? When you look in mirrors, you just got to, like, I don't have a lot of mirrors up in my house, and I don't have any at the studio for a whole bunch of reasons. One, they can be doorways. You know, you've got mirrors everywhere. They start becoming doorways. Do you remember when we did that home cleaning and there were four mirrors in the bathroom?
Yep.
I'll never forget that. It was like a portal. Or
it
some
felt
kind
like
of
it
vortex.
Just went on to infinity, because you
there
could
was
see through all the mirrors.
Four walls, one mirror on each wall, directly across from the other one. You stand in the middle and you could spin like you're going to Oz. It was the weirdest thing ever. And I'm like, I told the homeowner, I'm like, you need to take three, if not three, of these mirrors down. Please take down at least two and don't have them across from each other. But so I was looking in my rearview mirror, and this, I don't know, this gets me into trouble a lot. When I look in my rearview mirror at people, like, of course, I look in my rearview mirror when I'm driving. Absolutely. But when I look at people in my rearview mirror, like I'm driving around and I see people's faces, that's just a bad deal. Like, I just don't like doing that. And I don't know if this is something that's just a me thing or if it's other people out there. But there's a lot of people that have, I don't know if it's attachments or some kind of energy connected to them or what. But I see weird stuff. When I look into a mirror at someone else, forget it. Like, I do not like doing that. Does that happen to you? I didn't even ask.
Yeah, it changes. And it's just like reverse, too. Everything's reversed on that mirror. I mean, are you seeing something from the other side also projecting itself through there? I've seen that before.
Well, I've seen that too, but I see this over, like, I'll be looking at someone, not like staring, but I happen to glance at someone, and then I'll glance back, and they look different, and I realize that there's a figure that's like popped out, kind of like the Grimm effect, where all of a sudden it's like you can see it, and then they present their real self or what's attached to them. And it sits like 6 inches or so out in front of them. Maybe it's not quite that far. I don't know, but that's what I'm using for a guesstimate. But it like pops out. And it's like, this is what's really there or alongside them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's, so I don't like doing that. I don't know if that happens. Does that not happen? Nobody in the chat room is saying anything. So maybe this is just a me thing.
I know. There was one time we were on an investigation and it was a narrow hallway. There was some light, not a lot of it. It's fairly dark. Somebody was walking in front of me, and all of a sudden, it's like that person had turned around and charged me very angrily, and I backed up into a wall and tripped and everything else. And when I got my eyes back on the spot, that person didn't change at all. I don't know what that was, but it felt like it came out of their body towards me. And that person did have some weird energy to begin with, so I'm not sure what that was. I didn't say too much because I was kind of embarrassed because I made a lot of noise and backed into a wall and everything else. So,
yeah, you did. That was one of the better moments of Tim investigating because Tim really doesn't get scared. And so for Tim to jump or make any kind of noise or scream or fall is pretty funny, pretty entertaining. We're laughing with you, not at you, Tim.
I know that.
Just kidding. And Timepiece said, mirrors are great teachers. Yeah, they can be. And they can also be portals to bad things.
Yeah, depending on where the mirror came from, too.
Yeah. And what it's been used for. But I just think rearview mirrors in general are a bad idea. I mean, necessary for driving. Bad idea for looking at people when you're driving around. It's always, you know, where I usually get caught is at stoplights. Because you're sitting there. You don't have to go. I mean, you're not screwing anything up by sitting there looking around. And I look in the rearview mirror and I start checking people out behind me and I start seeing, like, creepy things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's better. I mean, I wish I could see. Maybe there's just a lot of creepy stuff out there. Because I'd like to see more good stuff and I just don't seem to see that. Maybe I'm wired towards fighting the dark side, and so I see more of it.
Sounds like a good show. Don't look in the back seat.
Don't look in the rearview mirror. Yeah, that's going to be a new series. Empress Sherry. Oh, Sherry, you changed your name, right? Empress Sherry says, "I love mirrors facing each other." Sherry, you're disturbed. No, I shouldn't say that. I just think I don't like mirrors facing each other. It trips me out. And weird things can come through. Sherry, you're brave. That's what I'll say. And Timepiece said they show the self. Yeah, and I wonder if that's really, because, you know, there's been some humans that I've seen that are hollow. And we've talked about this too, where they don't even have, it really feels like they don't even have a human soul.
Right.
So I just am nervous of what might come in and take over. Because if nothing is there, something can come in and take over.
Well, they give you that look, too. You can look at them and you realize that, hey, there's nothing in there. So what's going to fill that void?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have to be careful. People, or those human entities that have no, like, soul connected to them, I get nervous of them because they could just anything could pop in at any time, and you have to be careful. And I have a couple that come into the studio, and it's interesting because one, you know, a couple of them are like, I just don't feel like I'm connected to anything. And I'm like, yeah, yep. And it's really working to build up their vibration and, you know, how do we call in a soul or something that can keep them safe anyway, so that something negative doesn't jump in and take over.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So, and Kat saying, what is she? Oh, Sherry said the dark side has cookies. And then Kat said the chips in them are chocolate. Nope, I would imagine. Definitely not. So, yeah, it's one of those, I call it the grim effect, I guess is what I call it.
Reminds me of that movie Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Where she goes through that little hole.
The little doorway.
Yeah.
What is that, that's a Tim Burton movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that, with those alter egos,
yep.
But they're disturbed. And they got the button eyes. Yeah, that's weird. That should not be a kid's movie, can I just say? It's listed as a kid's movie, right?
Yep.
And I watched it and I was like, this is disturbing. Like, why is this listed as a kid's movie anyway? Unless kids can handle that kind of stuff. I would not have been able to handle that as a kid. When I was a kid, that movie would have been a no for me.
That would have damaged you.
It would have damaged me for sure. So anyway, if you'd like a movie to damage your children, rent Coraline by Tim Burton. Okay. I thought it was a good movie, but not if I was a kid. So, yeah. So there's all sorts of beings out there that are just, human. You think of humans and all of the different types of humans that I've seen. You know, humans with something else there is what I mean. There's a lot. I mean, it happens. I'll say it happens every day. I can't go a day, I don't think, without seeing some kind of other entity attached or connected or taking over or cursed onto or, you know, whatever.
That's your full-time job.
Well, it is my full-time job. But, I mean, just out and about. You go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go to the grocery store. You go to Target, you go to the movies. I see, and I don't see a ton of people every day, but I see enough people every day. I probably see one a day, at least. And Timepiece said there's people and there's human beings. So explain that, Timepiece, where you're, marking the difference. I'd like to hear a little deeper explanation on that. So, yeah, it's an everyday thing though for me. Mm-hmm. I bet if you're out there, if you're listening and you, how do you do it? If you teach someone to do it, maybe you don't want to do this. Maybe it'll freak you out. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you want to, maybe start with the rearview mirror thing. After I just got done saying how freaky it is, but I still do it. So I guess it's not that freaky, but it's like, I'll see something, you look in the mirror and you see someone reflecting in your rearview mirror and their face shifts into something else. It's interesting. That might be an interesting place to start. I'd love to hear later, someday, some show down the road, if you guys have any experiences, if you try it and it works.
Well, a lot of times when you look in that mirror too, you see the eyes of the person.
Yeah.
Which are the windows, and you don't see the rest of the face.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the eyes that change.
So you can see a lot deeper, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's the eyes for sure, because sometimes they're not eyes.
Right.
And you could be channeling. Oh, here's something. You could, because I was thinking what happened to you. You could be channeling something, like an animal.
Yeah.
Because remember when your eyes changed to that snake?
Snake, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Tim's eyes, we were at the studio, they turned bright lime, like a lime green or like a celery green. It was something really bright. The whole thing, all the white was gone and the irises were gone and it was just that color. And it was kind of this, like an actual reptile, you know, how it's kind of this weird pattern within the vertical slits that are kind of a little bigger in the center, but they're that up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your eyes looked like. Oops, I just hit the microphone. That's what your eyes looked like. They were that like bright green and then the slit vertical. And I told you happened.
Yeah,
and then when you went and looked in the mirror, it was gone.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it either. And it had changed, but I wasn't just seeing it for a second. I saw it for like almost a minute. Like I said, I don't have a mirror at the studio, so it took a while to get to a mirror.
Yeah.
But you didn't see it.
No.
But you do channel snake energy sometimes.
Yep, I channel a lot of different energy.
Well, yeah, you channel a lot of different animals, too. I think you channel werewolves sometimes.
I believe that, yeah.
And Dracula. Well, that's not correct. A vampire, that's what I meant to say. Vampire, not Dracula. Vampire. But more werewolf for you.
Werewolf, I'd say, for sure.
Yeah. So I've seen, but I've definitely seen, when I saw the snake eyes, I was like, damn, oh my God, you need to look at your eyes. They're green. And snake, snake. I just, that's all I could say was like, snake. But it was cool because it was just, it wasn't going away for me. It just, yeah. I kept seeing it. So, you know, but we were at the studio doing some work or whatever, and I think you were channeling that for part of the work you were doing. So that was a good thing. It was a good thing. And Kat said, snakes are associated with healing in Native beliefs. Yeah, right? They're, yeah, they are. And we were at the studio.
Yeah.
And so I knew you were doing some kind of work.
Healing work there.
Yeah, and channeling. So, yeah, that was very cool. So it can be, like I said, it can be for good things, but more often than not, I see the tough stuff. But maybe that's because, like I said, the work I do. And then Timepiece is saying, all creatures have a purpose. Yeah, they do. I mean, whatever that purpose is, I do believe that. So, yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's interesting. But lots of different ways that this could go with the whole Grimm effect.
The energy people carry sometimes, and sometimes I don't think they're aware of it. But it can get pretty bad, but it does affect them physically if they wear it long enough. So
the negative ones.
Yeah, the negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. Is it a, like, okay, so it's, if it's a negative thing, it wears on you is not good, right?
Right.
So what about the positive?
Keeps you healthy.
Is that,
I
so
would say
it wouldn't
so,
be,
yeah.
Because if you don't want, I mean, obviously you don't want the negative, I would say at all, but mm-hmm. for sure for very long. But what about, so the good, doesn't that seem greedy to want to
no.
keep that around? Because then you're trying to like siphon all that good energy off of it? Or
no, I mean, if it's there, it's there. I mean, you know, just like negative, if you're in a negative environment, eventually it'll start affecting you physically. You know, it's just, it puts your body and your system under stress.
I suppose. I don't know, I just had to throw that out there. Like, what if hanging on to the positive being that's with you, but I wonder if the positive being is there by choice. I mean, I don't think you can, it's not really a curse if you try and attach an angel to someone, is it? I suppose it is if it's going against anybody's will. But if an angel wants to be with you, then it would be all right.
There would be a reason there that maybe nobody's aware of.
Maybe they're working through that human.
Exactly.
Because I've seen that, and it's really cool. It's like you get almost like starstruck. You know, like, oh my gosh, this person is so, like, oh. You just know that you can feel that angel energy working through them, and you know something's different.
Yeah, it's good.
And you really, it feels really good. But yeah, it's, so it's good. I mean, it goes both ways. But I guess if it's a good thing, and that being wants to be there, so then it's no harm.
Right. They're there for a reason.
And then Kat's in the chat room. Oh, Timepiece said the tough stuff brings strength. That's true. It can. It can show us and teach us lessons.
Yep.
Kat said some people seem to want negativity, like drama kings and queens in particular. Well,
their energy is at that level. You know, it'll attract it. It'll match.
Yeah. Yeah, I've worked with people who don't, like, they have a lot of issues and don't want to do the healing work. And I think some of it, this is just a guess, I'm not a therapist or anything, but I don't think that they would know what to do if they got healthy because they wouldn't have all the attention. And I'm not saying physically healthy. I just, like, they create a lot of, like Kat said, a lot of drama.
Yep.
You know, and it seems like a lot of it's created, but then I don't know that they would know what to do if they had, like, just normal attention or no attention like that anyway. So they keep drawing it in. Kat said, I think it's more natural to want good vibes all the time. Just, it isn't always possible. Well, I think so, but I don't know if everybody would agree with that, that you want good vibes all the time. Like, I think people would think that or assume that that's what is wanted, but...
You gotta have a little bit of bad to find out how good the good is.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if you want the bad.
Well, no, but it just, I think it comes for a balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of stuff, and we just burned up a show. Lots of good topics. Stretching off the Grim Effect. But yeah, interesting. I thought it was a cool topic, and I thank Superfan Anita for bringing it up, because it was interesting.
Yeah.
And I'll keep you posted. Oh, Kat said, I don't think it's greedy to want good, though. Well, I don't think so either, no. As long as you're not trying to take it from something else. But then it wouldn't be good anymore, so then you just wrecked it. Okay. Anyway, yes, so we got to get going, wrapping it up. Tim, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It was a great time.
Good. And thanks for everybody tuning in. Everybody in the chat room, thank you so much for being here and contributing. And any troops out there, thank you for your service. We hope you stay safe. Thank you to ParaX again for hosting the show. Sarge, our awesome producer, thank you so much. And we're going to be back next week. Hopefully Stephanie will be with us. 2 weeks off is a lot, so hopefully she'll be back next week. And we'll be back for another Gathering Radio on the ParaX Network. So have a great night, everybody. Thank you.